Man, we were going to play a big old sucking sound, but
big
it's
old
we
don't.
But it got overwritten by something else.
Mom, right. This is for you. Have you guys seen the Kenny G documentary?
What do you think?
You gotta watch the Kenny
okay,
G documentary.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
I am telling you.
Mace turns to Beto and Clinton Yates. Have you guys seen the Kenny
Let me tell
G
you,
documentary?
Are you serious?
Absolutely
look,
not.
I always hated the Kenny G music. I hated the Kenny G music. Okay. I hate the wave, all that stuff. I watched the documentary. I'm like, damn, that guy's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the 10,000 hours rule. He did it with golf. He did it with his
this is no knock
constantly.
On Kenny G.
No. Yeah, what do you have against Kenny G?
Nothing, but my bandwidth does not allow for a Kenny G documentary to be anywhere close to the top
did
of the list.
Did you not yeah. watch that Bill Simmons no. music box series?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I watched
so
the Alanis Morissette one.
The Alanis Morissette
like
one,
one
is great. The DMX one is great.
I was going to say, next time you name a black person in this series might be the time I get in. DMX is my entry point? Okay.
There's one on Juice WRLD.
Yeah, there is one.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's
nice.
Sad.
All right.
Did you
well.
Like the Kenny G one, Lynn?
Of course. Yeah. I was just telling Greg, they're all amazing.
Yeah, they are all
very
really
well.
Amazing.
So he doesn't
you
play the saxophone.
You ought to know.
No, like
he does other stuff.
He's an investor and all kinds of stuff.
No, but music, he doesn't sing?
No, he does not sing.
Who?
No,
Kenny G. So if you go to a Kenny G concert, are there any vocal stylings, like other people, or is it just him and just the alto sax? Like, has anybody been to
I think that's what you get. You get a little songbird.
You get elevator music.
Watch 2 hours of this?
What's that?
You want me to watch 2 hours of this?
No.
That's 135.
I'm telling you.
How much music do I have to listen to in that?
You didn't watch this.
He absolutely did.
No.
Yeah,
he shows his kids and then he goes back to his elementary school and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Really good.
Why?
Because you have to do the show? Describe for me the process of you picking that show. You sitting down one day and saying,
you could have watched Narcos 8 times.
I like Kenny G.
Oh, nobody likes
him. Him and La Chona?
No, for real. How did you end up watching Kenny G?
Because I just saw it on the
You just picked
screen,
it? No, I believe that.
You were like, should I start
Kenny
watching
G
Game
is a fascinating
show.
You watched it by yourself. There's no way your wife watched this.
No, me and my wife both watched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, Brenda.
You saw the Brad Pitt movie this weekend, right?
Checked out. Yeah.
Checked out. Was it on TV or was it at the theater?
Saw, 10 minutes.
Is that bad?
10 minutes and you left?
I left.
You left the movie after 10
minutes?
You paid 50
bucks. You stayed.
I watched a different one. It's not game for 10
minutes. Oh, nice. He's like, listen, made an 8. All right. I like that.
Is it really bad?
I've not seen it, so I don't know. What's weird is, you know, like 2 years ago, before the pandemic, I would see like 60 to 70 movies a year in theaters.
And to be fair, that's a pretty decent clip. That's a heavy clip.
That's like three a week.
But
that's
you were
a
in
lot.
The business, though.
Yeah,
right?
And I was in the business, so I had to see a lot.
It's like
of
me
stuff.
Going to baseball games that are not big league games. I'm popping by every ballpark I see. Yeah,
but I've only been to the movie theater like 6 times this year.
Do you miss it?
You know, kind of no.
That's the problem.
Movies are a big investment.
Living without it.
That's
I mean,
the problem.
Like 3
days.
Hours without your phone.
Well, I go to that. I went to that AMC Dine-In Marina thing.
Yeah, I live near there.
Oh, you right?
I live around the corner. I can walk there from my crib.
You know what? It cost me $80.
What?
For what?
The tickets were $20. Yeah. The popcorn.
Well, the Moët is very expensive there.
Oh, you got it?
Maybe get a different drink.
No, I did not. We didn't even drink. And it cost $80 for tickets to see Thor and popcorn and soda. $80.
Not even like
Come
dinner?
On.
No. Wow. Not even dinner. No.
Man.
Outrageous.
So, let me ask you.
So, why
what
do
are
you
leave
the house?
Well, hold on. What are you paying for is what my question is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what costs $80?
Well, you're paying for that recliner experience.
The seating.
The seating and people sneaking around and giving you popcorn in the dark, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, they bring you food.
Yeah, they bring you the food.
Okay, so you're paying for the service industry on some level.
Yeah. I won't go back.
Okay.
I will not
That's
go
a
back.
Definite luxury. Like,
yeah,
there's
it is.
Nothing
that's
required.
That's what you're trying to show
it's also
up
probably not
beat.
That good of food. It's not like they have fine dining there.
No, they do not have fine dining.
You're just getting like some dog.
It is not a Michelin chef. Yeah. At the AMC Dine-In in the marina.
I mean, typically most things that are called dine-in are not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not getting the highest
the
quality. Dine-in, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, that's kind of the deal.
Hey, I wanted to mention this. Emily Hooker and Daniel Rivera are getting married on September the 9th. Congratulations. We always send a wedding gift to anybody that sends us an invitation. So happy nuptials to you guys.
Have you described this?
Who are they?
Yeah,
very
have you
nice.
Described this yet? Okay,
yeah,
so this is kind of a decent card stock.
Yeah.
It's like a business card stock. Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Rounded edges about the
I
size
like
of the car. Hold on, I'm not that describing it. Now here's what I like about it. This is, by the way, the new things with wedding invites. You don't no envelopes, none of this. It just, I mean, maybe you get an envelope, but like it's all there. You know what I mean? I like it. And so the picture's on the back with the website.
Yeah.
And it's got like a What would you call this frame, this situation on the outside with the colors?
Like a garland? Like
the, garland, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's like black and green.
Yep.
Hey, did you see the invite for Carlo's wedding?
Carlo's, I've got it right here. Yeah, invite for Carlo's wedding is outrageously complicated. It's beautiful.
This is the comp that I was getting to. This is very ornate. This kind of looks like the kind of thing where you feel bad if you break it.
Yes.
There's like an
it's like a gate. Almost.
Yeah. There's like a gate with a little. I don't even know how to describe this.
It's got like a stack of three.
It's got a stack
things.
Of three on the right that looks.
Kind of, it pops up.
It feels like a pop-up card. And there's a lot of text on here. And it's very thick. Yeah, this invite is ornate
yes. as I've seen.
That one is functional, and
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and the new thing that I've noticed with a lot of weddings that I've been invited to lately is the website. There's a wedding website now. Oh, yeah. Like, you create your own website, and you can do the RSVP. Like, Carlo, I think, has a QR code.
Oh, yeah.
That's not as new as you think, Momo, but
that's definitely the way it's done now. Yeah.
We reserve one seat in your honor. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Carlo. You didn't get a plus one?
Drive solo to Walnut, California. I did not get a plus one.
I didn't either, but I'm going to send a gift.
He's smart. He invites you guys knowing you're going to send a gift.
No, you're not going to go. Right.
Yeah.
And we'll go on there, and we'll send a very nice gift. And I wish I could go, but it's too far, and I don't have a plus one. I have two kids. So.
Oh, his girl's from Atlanta, huh? All right,
bro. You giving away all? The don't give
secrets.
Away.
Oh, you just gave the location.
All Carlo's secrets.
Oh, it's in Walnut. You said.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell him where it was.
Walnut is a place. I didn't tell exactly where they're going to be.
It's going to be at St. Steve Mason Church.
There you go, St. Steve Mason.
It's a really nice invitation.
I'm not going to lie.
I think that's upper echelon.
I hired you. I didn't even get
I heard his wife did the invitations herself.
That's what I was going to say. This is an invitation unlike any I've ever seen, to be honest. This is quite a unique setup, for sure.
Yeah. I also like the website where it has a link to where I can buy a present from. Like, I don't have to go anywhere.
You don't have to go somewhere else.
And it just, like, send it to them through the website. I can just... It's like as easy as downloading as our app.
Well, congratulations, Emily Hooker and Daniel Rivera.
Yeah, way to go, guys.
We will see you whenever this wedding is.
Whenever that is, September or something or other. And if you got a wedding coming up, make sure to send us an invitation at the station. We always send a gift. Always.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'll show
who funds that?
We take turns. Me and then John. Me and then John. Gotcha. Me and then John.
So that's a show bit.
Yeah, it's a show bit.
Oh, I like
nice.
All right, so I wanted to play this because I think you guys have all been in situations where you've done interviews. Interviewed athletes and stuff like that. I want to play a clip for you, and then you tell me how you would have done it differently or if you think it's okay.
Real talk here, Carson.
Oh, I should say this is a reporter talking to Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
right.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Why do you have this look on your face, Mace?
I don't really think about all that stuff. For me,
I cannot believe that's an interview question.
Let me tell you what I can't believe. That anybody blinked. Yeah. This is the big leagues.
No, wait a minute. So you think it's totally fine?
Yes!
No. There's a better way to do this. No,
okay, that's not what I'm saying. There's a better way to do it. Fine. In your personal opinion.
I see where you're going with
this. Carson Wentz had no issue with it. Jason Wright,
president
of the football team, the Commanders, parachutes in a day later, calls it childish and unprofessional. You run the Commanders. They operate as childish and unprofessional every day of the week.
But take the interview for the interview and separate your
Washington-ness. You can't do that, Mace.
I've never seen him so
fired
up.
I was mad about this because I was at home this weekend and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Look, we're grown adults in the business.
Okay.
Every single
thing was correct.
Hold off. Okay, Momo, interviewer person.
Yeah.
Do ask the same question in the way that you would ask it.
So is this a press conference setting where there's
a
lot of other people?
One-on-one training camp set aside. Nobody's there. Two cameras. Not a gangbang situation. It's two dudes on the field. Nobody's there.
They set it up. It took at least 15 minutes to set the
Clearly.
Set it up.
Right. Okay.
Okay, I'll play it for you one more time, and then you tell me how you would do it differently.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really...
Okay.
I think I would probably say it didn't end well in either Philly or Indianapolis. Now you have another chance with the Commanders. How important is this chance to you?
Okay. That's fine.
But that's right.
That's not any different.
Carson Wentz answered it so professional.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know this guy?
Yes, I know Scott Abraham.
Yeah, so I know of him because this isn't the first time he's done this.
Well, I don't know about that. This is different than other things he's done. He kind of ambushed John Wall at a charity event about something basketball related, which is a separate matter. This was not that.
I mean, look, it's fair for him to get asked a question about, you know, this being your last chance. That's fair.
Right.
Or about how things ended elsewhere.
You.
But there's a way to say didn't want you.
Yeah, didn't want
again,
you. Rough.
Again, this is not diplomatic Mideast peace talks. They're NFL dudes. Like, guys get cut all the time and people are completely crass about it. I am shocked that people are concerned about the feelings of Carson Wentz in this situation.
What is
the problem?
It's not the Carson Wentz part.
Not really.
It's the structure of the question.
Yeah.
It is a bad question.
By the way,
Carson Wentz was unbelievably professional and went on to answer the question.
100%.
But I will say, if you want to get good stuff out of somebody, ask them a question that doesn't put them on the defensive right away. That put Carson Wentz completely on the defensive.
Okay,
do you want a good answer,
so
or do you want
Simers
something?
TJ Simers used to do this.
Okay.
TJ Simers would go into, I wish we had clips of some of this, but he would go, and his shtick was to troll
poke,
somebody, like
no
to really
press
poke.
Conference, yeah.
And when he would start in on that, a lot of us would kind of back up. Because
I get
we
that.
Knew this was going to be his whole
but
column.
But this was different. This was
and
a shutdown.
Yeah, and everybody
and the
knew
team
he was
knew
coming.
What they were getting themselves into.
I thought this was supreme snowflake behavior from the Commanders on every single level.
It does change my opinion a little bit knowing
I'm surprised
it was a
they
one-on-one.
Gave him
yes, it was a one-on-one.
If it was a press conference,
camp.
I would think that was not cool.
It's totally different.
But would you ever ask that question that way? You would ask
100%.
That way?
Yes. I did. I literally watched that the night before, and I was like, "Okay, Scott got a one-on-one. Good job." Next day, there's all this stuff. I had to rewatch it. I was like, "Well, what was that about?" It never even once.
Philly didn't
to me.
Want you. Indy didn't
correct,
want you.
Correct.
This is your last
correct.
Chance. What do you think?
All that's correct.
Yeah, it's all correct.
So
but
what's
it's
the
not,
issue?
It's decorum.
Decorum.
It's not, yeah, it's decorum.
What,
you don't think there's such a thing as decorum? No. Of course there is. You don't.
Just because
case,
you talk louder doesn't make your point louder.
Yes,
better.
It does.
This guy, the team knew. First of all, the team had to request.
The context
they
matters.
Requested. They said, yes, you can do it. They know that he's done it before. They know what they're getting themselves into. Like, I talked to people that work in D.C.
Yes.
And they're saying, this is
that's
what he's been
he
doing.
Does.
This is what that guy does.
So is that like a TJ?
He's not the softball question guy.
No. He's also the same guy that shows up at, you know, he does high school football on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not some rando dude who just pops in to annoy people. Scott is in the business, in the city. Everybody knows who he was. This literally did not make me bat an eye. So I get it. If it set off some people, that's fine. But I've been around this business pretty long, too. And I was like, yeah, reasonable question. Because you know why? That
you
team,
can just handle it
that,
in a more professional way.
No, but hear what
way.
I'm saying. If the professionalism is the professionalism, what is the president doing jumping
now
in
that,
snitch?
That's a whole different
snitch tagging people on Twitter.
The president
this
is a whole
is
other
the
story.
Environment around the team
right. you
is
gotta,
what my point is.
You got to let that go. But I do think there's such a
for
thing.
For them to say, you're never getting access again.
There is such a thing as decorum. And there is a
right.
way. And by the way, and
you're
so,
talking
if
about
you're in a scrum, I can see that being a smartass. But when you're doing one-on-one where you made the quarterback wait, take off his pass, take off the helmet, stand around, they had to mic you up, they had to get the – like, have a little bit more respect
it
for the guy there.
It, you can't
it's
just
– It is disrespectful.
I totally disagree. It's grown folks talking to me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, legit, that's what I thought. That's grown folks talking. You know what I mean? No big deal. And the reason why you can't remove the franchise from it is because – all of this virtue signaling and all this other stuff, I can't. That matters depending
you're
on who
right.
it's coming
I mean, look,
from.
It's like the Knicks when they didn't have a press conference for Jalen Brunson.
You're
right?
Like, what are we doing?
Or Leon
here?
Rose doesn't do a press conference.
You got
so
some nerve telling
another,
people that they're being disrespectful when you had to change your daggone name because it was a racial slur. You know what I mean? All this kind of stuff matters. I don't know.
We're going to get it fired up. I got 3 more hours of this. You know?
Yeah, wow. Hey.
Thanks.
I must have hit the hot button right off the bat.
Maybe an hour, I'll be
you know
gone
what?
After 5.
I happen to be in town back home.
Tony Reale's hitting
hit.
Those buttons on the around the horn thing, the fire tag.
I'm winning
oh,
the tag. Show today.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're
wow.
out.
That's
what
happened.
Should
right, we
talk
Clinton
about
by
himself coming up?
Here he goes. Clear out.
Yeah. ISO Yates. No, but to me, this was just – this. First of all, I don't think anybody would have batted an eye if the football team had not jumped back in.
Correct.
Like, one reporter from
that's
another
true.
Town said something, and they got all but heard about it and started talking about, well, this is not how – I'm like, yo, bro, you're out here with all sorts of federal investigations about your workplace environment. Don't – or congressional – you know, don't tell me that this one question that's true to life about his football career is too much and over the line – come on, what are we doing?
Well, the question is, do you think you're going to get a better answer by asking it that way or in a more respectful
way? That is the issue.
I don't know that.
He didn't get a good answer.
Well, you don't agree with that? Right, Clinton, you've done long form interviews. Yeah. You don't put somebody on the defensive at the very beginning of the interview.
I think my point is that that never struck me as something that put him on the defensive.
I don't think that was a long form interview, though. I think that
was. It was a sit down.
But he was doing like, is he doing it for a radio show or TV?
It was TV.
So TV, the response matters. So for what I do, when I want to get into some stuff, right? When I want to get into the hard stuff, I usually dance around it for a little bit. We establish some rapport. We build up some trust throughout the first part of the interview. And then we get into it and I ask it in a nicer way. And then it's the way they answer it the first way is how I will take my cue to go from there.
And Ramona, you're talking about the NBA. Less players, more intimate environment, a lot of people around, a lot longer in general. That matters in a different way, I think, genuinely, than it does at an NFL training
camp. You wouldn't ask that question of an NBA player, but you ask it of an NFL player?
I don't know that I'm saying that. What I'm saying is that the process that Ramona talked about matters more in terms of the relationship.
Well, it matters as somebody who...
Do you do the Russ interview and say, Philly didn't want you, Houston didn't want you, Washington didn't want
I mean, maybe, but I mean, what I'm saying is that genuinely, this never once struck me as offensive, and I'm shocked.
It's not offensive. It's just bad form.
To me, he's doing a television interview. So the response matters. The response is what you get on camera. For me, it's about the quote. I don't care how many times it took me to ask the question or how I asked the question. My question doesn't matter. It's the quote that matters, and it's the insight that matters.
Yeah.
So he didn't get the quote.
I mean, we're talking
about
Carson.
Like, he did all the stuff.
Carson Wentz is a box of Wheaties. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of that. So, like,
I could get him.
He's not a quote machine. Oh, you think you could get him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Great. Yeah.
No, I mean, you could. If you do it the right way, you could get him.
If you play middle linebacker and you throw in the ball, you can get him. That's how Carson Wentz.
Right? Wensylvania.
Yeah.
Mace, you're good at that. You establish rapport. You build.
I do long form interviews all the time, and it's a slow build. Not on this show.
On this show,
we don't have any guests. On my podcast, I get guests all the time.
Oh, okay.
But it's a different scenario. You know what I've been watching a lot of is David Letterman.
Sure.
David Letterman, my next guest, needs an introduction.
Yeah, Durant was really good.
Such a good interviewer. Great with Nicki Minaj, was great with Julie Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, just a really polished, interesting interviewer.
I just think we're in a different time in media, too. I don't need everything to be polished and diplomatic. I mean, that's just a personal taste of mine. And people can say, oh, we're not going to get any stuff with the team anymore. Okay, maybe, but like for the team to come down and say, well, we're revoking your access? Like, do you know how...
Oh, they try to revoke
your
access?
That's garbage.
You have lost access.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Like, all right, guys, chill out. He asked a question that was a little rough. All you got to do is say, hey, maybe not this way the next time. Piling on with multiple
tweets. It sounds like you're more upset about the piling on than you are with the actual exchange.
Yes.
Yeah.
The piling on was completely unnecessary.
The piling on is ridiculous.
That's the reason why you know about it, for lack of a better term. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. Last year, one of my buddies in the business, Brad Turner from the LA Times, asked Russell Westbrook what I thought was a very innocuous question. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, I remember this.
Do you remember this?
The question
was basically like, hey, Russ, you guys lost by 30 tonight. What do you have to do to not lose by 30 games? It was something like that, but it wasn't as like... He said it in like the nicest, most professional way. And Russ turned it around on him and said, I don't know, what do you think?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Danged if you do, danged if you don't. You might as well say what you wanted.
Right?
And then BT came at him.
And BT came back.
Afterwards, like, okay, you want to do this? Okay,
BT didn't even come at him. He just said, play some more defense and maybe get some rebounds. But it was funny in the way that he came back. Like,
BT,
if you get put on the spot.
BT was like, and by the way, I'm asking him because we want to know.
Russ then came back and sort of resolved the whole thing.
And we did a week of that on this.
And I talked to somebody who's like close to Russ, and they were like, why is that even a big deal? Like, Russ was just like genuinely wants to know.
Yeah.
He's a grown man. You ask him a grown man question, you're going to fire back your throat.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. That's it. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well done.
I don't even need the rest of this coffee.
I did not expect that to come up here.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Did you hear about my drink that I created?
Okay, Momo, we're over. Listen to the podcast if you want to know what Momo's drinking. We're back tomorrow at 1. I have no idea who I'm hosting with. We'll spin the wheel of hosts. Coming up next for you is the Big CY along with Beto Duran. Back tomorrow at 1. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go! Bah, bah, bah.
You're doing
I do this
it,
better than Cat.
Oh, absolutely. Now I'm into it. Bah, 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 bah. See, I'm into it when you do
bah,
it.
Bah, bah, bah. I'm kidding. We love Scott. Hope he's doing well on his vacation as opposed to texting and tweeting everybody on the show.
My goodness.
Go hang out with your family, buddy. I know the empty is nesty. The nest is empty, rather. How are you today, Beto?
I'm good, man. Yeah? I'm good. Always good to see you.
Bro, I got fired up.
Yeah,
I'm crosstalk.
I'm staying quiet.
I was not ready for that question.
And I was sitting next to you, and you didn't even know who was in the room anymore. You were just in the zone off.
The reason it matters because I was back home this weekend, so this topic was very big in my life. We're not going to get into that, but I did a couple things this weekend. I went to Myrtle Beach.
Pelicans?
South Carolina. Went to the Pelicans game. Down there covering a story, so that was fun. Myrtle Beach, by the way. Bro, when's the last time you were in Myrtle Beach?
Never.
Never. You've never been?
No, never been, but I've heard that this is a spot you got to go to.
It's a fun ballpark, but Myrtle Beach is
I've heard is a spot you got to go
different
to.
Different beast.
I had friends that played in the Sally or they played in the that league out there, and they would say, hey, Myrtle Beach, because I had friends that played in Potomac.
Yeah.
And they said, when you go to Myrtle Beach, you're 0-for-3 that weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. You lose to Myrtle Beach.
You lose on the field, they said.
Exactly. You know, so that was a good time. But, you know, other than that, look. We're back in. You, Beto, by the way, you've had a run and a half this last week at this station.
Yeah. I know my role.
How are we doing?
I'm good. Worked with Cap, which is, for a guy I've only been in the room with him once, he's awesome. He's great.
Yeah.
Like I said, longtime fan of Kaplan. When I used to listen to him in the mornings when he was down in San Diego with a different partner when I was going to college. And I was like, this guy's so good.
Right.
And then you get to hear him and you get to see him. And I kid you not. When you go in the city and people know, hey, Beto, what's up with Cap?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with Cap? And I got a lot of this weekend. When Cap first came to town, who is this guy? Why is he on the station? What is he doing? And I would tell people, he's so good. He's a pro. Give him time. You're going to figure things out. And now, dude, I love Cap. I love Cap.
Right.
He's become that lovable list person you just want to hang out with. And you do. And it was cool. I didn't text him this. I figured he'd be busy, so I didn't want to text him like, hey, people are sending you messages saying what's up. But Cap is awesome. He's great to work with. But, man, is he a handful.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, you got to have a body guy on Cap at all times. Keep
goodness.
An eyeball on him and keep a hand on him as well. But, yeah, so I went home this weekend. And I did
just
something.
Because?
No. I did something quite cool. So my sister was in town. She left 2 weeks ago, but she was here for 2 weeks before that. So we were doing a lot of hanging out, but I didn't get to see her on the day that she left. So when I texted her, I said, yo, my bad. I'm not going to be able to take you to the airport. I'm not going to see you. She was like, yeah, no big deal. I said, but I'll be at the family reunion in 2 weeks. She said, oh, I'll let everybody know. I said, no, don't tell anybody. You know, I want to surprise my dad, my younger sister, and my younger brother. So I pulled up. I got back home at about 11 a.m. that day. The thing was started. It had already started. My cousin picked me up. And I get to the park, and I was there before any of the rest of my family. By the time my dad got there, I just yelled, hey, old man. And he said, hey, what up? And then he turned around, and he was like, wait, what are you doing here? And he just stopped and stared, and I just walked over. He was like, nobody told me you were coming. And so that was a good one. My brother then came over, and my sister came later, and I sort of snuck up behind her and tapped on her shoulder, and she turned around. She was like, hey. And she was like, oh, my God, it's you. So that was fun.
So it was a family reunion, and they knew not to expect you.
It was in D.C., you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was not everybody made it. It's a big family. There are – my dad is part of – he's 9 of 10.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, and those 10 are over 20 years. So there's a lot of different generations that come to these things that are spread all over the country. For me to make it back unannounced was a big deal.
So for Clinton to show up, it's like, for you, Clinton to get invited, yeah, we'll invite him, but he probably won't show up.
I mean, yeah, the invites are for everybody. It's on the Facebook group. But the best part about it was
that's awesome you made that appearance.
I got to play catch with my brother, too. So
oh,
that was the win. That was the win of the season.
That's cool. Can he throw?
Yeah, he played high school baseball.
No, but I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't say he can. No, I mean, he was a JV player for
no,
his
career.
No, but
he can still throw. You know, there's some people, the years go by. They
really?
If you haven't picked up a ball in a while, see, the noodle gets, you know, stuck, man.
Yeah.
See, you still play catch, so you're
right.
All ready to go.
I think that's something that him and I are going to be able to do for the rest of our lives.
That's awesome,
even if
man.
It's just me and him. That's something
awesome.
That we do every time we see each other.
I want to play catch with you, man.
That's what, yeah, let's do it. He was upset. Because he was like, well, if I'd known, I would have brought my glove. And he was like, I was like, call your mom, which is not my mom. But he was like, well, if I call her and tell her to bring my glove, she's going to know you're here. And I was like, well, you can blow the secret for her. But you know what I'm saying? Get the glove here. So she did. She brought it along. And she, you know, the surprise wasn't busted, but got to play catch with my brother.
That's cool. As you get older, you know, those things matter. Man.
Exactly. They matter a ton. So I was really happy about that. How was your weekend?
This weekend was good. I was soccer dad in Temecula. My daughter's team played down there, a tournament in Temecula. And it's only 100 degrees. You know, I'm the cool soccer dad that knows my role. I stay quiet in the corner with my cooler,
right.
The umbrella.
What's
I know
in
what's
the cooler?
Up. Oh, this weekend was tequila and squirt.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, and then I had some of those seltzers. I'm not a big seltzer guy.
I wasn't either until
this
I had
weekend.
One.
Until this weekend, I had some.
I'm not going to mention it by name because you know, sponsors and so forth. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. But there's one I'll tell you about in the break that I actually genuinely enjoy, and we've got a different story coming up about youth sports. It's not so great, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, so it was cool down there. My daughter's team, I would say they're like a, to put in baseball terms, they're an single A team.
Okay.
They went and played a tournament against triple A teams. Got worked, but they had a great time. They experienced it. So shout out to those girls. Just seeing the progress of them growing and getting better and better. And then one of the cool things was this morning talking to my daughter, she's like, Dad, I think I want a trainer now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, after this weekend of realizing.
She wants to step up her game.
Yeah. And she's 12, so she's been asking, and I'm the dad who doesn't push that. I'm
right.
Like, wait until you actually say it. Wait until you get older. She's going to seventh grade. So now it's like, okay, you're starting to make, and I mean, it's cool. Like, have them say it, not me say it.
Yeah, because that's weird. Then you're the guy that's like, by the way, during the Little League World Series, I've seen those commercials where it's like the dad on the fence and he's like, we practice this. What are you doing? And
there's a lot of that. I mean, there's a lot of that in every single division.
Right.
And it's just, you see those dads, you're like, I don't want to be that dad or mom.
That's not you.
No, I'm in the corner. Like, after the game, some of the parents from the other teams were like talking about this and that. I'm like, the girls are walking off. They don't care. It's like, where are we going? We're going in an hour. We're going to Del Taco. Where are we going right now?
I don't get that.
I'm still in that zone. So.
Really? That's too bad. So you don't really have a lot of friends, parents, or like parents?
I have a couple. There's a couple. Not our team. Our team is cool, but I'm talking about the teams we play against.
Oh, I got you.
Our team's pretty cool. It's newer, but I mean, I've been associated with enough youth sport teams where I don't want to be friends with some of the parents. I'm like, dude, we're 8. What are we doing here? Like, you go to some of these travel ball tournaments and the kids are getting rings. Like, really?
Rings?
Oh, Clinton's a different world.
Who's got money to spend on rings?
No,
no.
So the travel ball tournaments, especially in baseball.
I mean, I've been to a lot of travel ball tournaments. I've never seen any rings.
They give kids rings. I mean, they're not expensive.
Sure,
rings.
I get
they're like the kinds Mason's handing out. But the kids are getting rings. It's a different world. I'm like, really? We want to be the best 8-year-old right now?
Right.
In this area right now?
By the way, I didn't get a chain from Mason. And Mace, if you're listening, I don't want one. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a lot to get to. Dodgers. We've got news on Walker Buehler. One word reacts to that. Walker Buehler's season-ending injury. Okay. We've also got the Lakers, which is a big deal. And we've also got some fun Hollywood-related stuff. Sedano and Cap, Beto and the Big CY. Call your mama. Tell her she looks good. Sedano and Cap, Beto Duran and Clinton Yates. Happy Monday, kiddos. By the by, do you have a fantasy league that's looking for a place to host your live draft party, Beto? Join the Mandy Award-winning crew at Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August 26th for our fantasy football draft party hosted by Sedano and Cap. Here's how. Listen to the entire show for the cue to call. And you could win. Here's what you win, Beto. A table in our fantasy football draft party with you and 7 of your friends. Everybody's got to be 21 or older.
Nice.
Everybody's got to be 21 or older. Plus, you get a chance to win Rams autograph prizes and more. And even if you're not a winner, don't worry. You can still press the flesh with us. We'll be broadcasting live there, by the way, from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, August 26th at the Hollywood Park Casino. Eat, drink, and draft. Keep listening today for your chance to win. Are you going to play fantasy football this year, Beto?
Yeah, I'm in a league. We actually did a whole thing about this last week, how the community, we try to get somebody to represent.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little
bit.
So
Laura said, nah.
Hold on. Is there an ESPN 710 league?
No.
No.
May I ask why not? Just because
that's
we're not
above
doing
my pay grade.
I mean, it seems like we could just do this, but okay, never mind. That's a different story. So you're not in the community
I'm not in the community one because I'm in a good one with a bunch of friends that's really expensive.
Millionaires.
Yeah, and we have a big party. We have a hibachi guy come out. We have a michelada guy come out.
You told me about this before.
You should come to the party.
When is the party? We'll discuss that offline.
I should know. I don't know if I've got the official invite, but I better be in the league.
You're not even invited to your own party. That's hilarious. Are you? Is anybody else in the listener league? Laura? I mean, Laura, you said no. Lindsay, did you say yes to the listener league?
I did not.
Okay. That means I will not be doing that either. So that's going to be a fun
lot of
party,
work,
though.
You know?
It's a very fun party. But anyway, I wanted to bring this up because I mentioned earlier in the show we've got a lot of Hollywood stuff to talk about. There is yet another Lakers documentary.
I saw that drop this morning.
This time, Jeannie Buss. She calls it The Real Truth. What did she say, Lindsay?
She said it's the real story. Like, this is what actually happened.
I got to say this. I officially have Lakers documentary fatigue. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And at this point, Beto, I got to ask you, how many documentaries can you make about one franchise in a six-month period without thinking that maybe the franchise itself is a little distracting?
Okay, so we got Winning Time, which was
Winning Time
on Showtime, which was based off the book by Jeff Perlman.
Sure.
Right?
Sort of a camp, sort of
not authorized by the team. Right?
Outsized presentation of the scenario.
And then you have the one today.
The Magic one.
Magic, the Magic
did
one.
His own four-parter.
That's on Apple, I think?
I think that was on Apple TV. Yes.
That was the Magic version. But that was all about Magic.
I watched that. Well,
I didn't watch that one.
I watched that one. It was really good.
And then the one that came out today. I read the review. Jason Jones in The Athletic wrote about it and how this is the Buss family's version of telling their story of what goes on behind the scenes with the family. I haven't seen it, and I thought about it today. I was like, you know, I should watch this for the show. And I went to the gym instead.
I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to watch it because I feel like I need to know for the purposes of talking about it. I don't want to be blind.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't necessarily know that I want to take calls on this. We can. 877-710-3776, 877-710-ESPN. Like, is anybody like, all right, enough with the documentaries. Can we get back to roster construction
and, this is another,
and playing basketball?
Another example of, if you're not first with it, does everybody really pay attention? Like, somebody asked me this weekend, hey, when's season two of Winning Time coming out? Because people invested themselves in this
right.
one. And I haven't, if I hadn't read that story in The Athletic today, I wouldn't have known that this
Jeannie
was coming
Buss
out.
Is putting it out. I find it fascinating, though. And listen, I get it. This is Los Angeles, Hollywood. People tell stories through visual forms. But I am stunned at how everybody has run for the hills to protect their reputation over something that, like,
but then again,
everybody likes.
But this was years in the making, too. You know Hollywood.
Yeah,
it takes a while
true.
To
that's
get
true.
It done. It also takes a while for the distribution. And also the pandemic curved some things out.
Right.
You got to figure out exactly how you're going to get things out, the releases, everything else. So that's the Hollywood version of this might have been recorded a year ago, 2 years ago. We don't know when it was until it gets released. But am I going to watch it for the show? Yes. For ESPN? Yes. If I didn't have to, would I? I mean, I'm also a big one of, I don't like when it's somebody's version of what's going on.
Self-produced.
Yeah, like biographies. I mean, autobiographies, not too big on those. Even like right now, The Captain with Derek Jeter. I'm watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm also in the back of my head saying, okay, Jeter's approving this. Even The Last Dance with Jordan, knowing that Jordan had final say-so on this stuff.
I don't think we're turning back on that, bro. I don't know that the days of an independent operator using old footage for people that are still alive is going to be a thing. All documentaries in that regard are going to be for folks that are long gone.
I mean, when Jeter came out with the Players Tribune, it was the opportunity for the players to
correct.
Write your own story, right? In this day and age where the players can tell their own story via their social media, via their channels. I mean, Kevin Durant came out today and said, oh, you guys talking about me retiring? I'm telling you, here's the source, me. I'm not retiring. You know, that stuff like that. And if you're an athlete and you have a chance to mold your legacy in whatever way you want, of course you're going to do this.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just feel that, like, at a certain, there's a tipping point for all this. You know what I mean? Like, how many movies do you think are going to come out of this team on the Lakers right now? You think Westbrook's going to have one, LeBron's going to have another, AD's going to have a third, and Pelinka's going to have a fourth? You know what I'm saying? Like, I realize that we're not talking about the same content vehicle in terms of, like, they ain't won nothing like that in terms of the Showtime era, but it just seems as if sometimes I'm like, yo, this feels at this point like a distraction.
Well, doesn't LeBron have his own crew following him around?
LeBron makes movies. I've been in a LeBron
movie. No, but I'm saying right now for this the last couple of seasons. Hasn't
I don't
been...
know the answer to that. You would know that better
than I haven't been on the Lakers as much. I know there was something that was being filmed at Sierra Canyon.
Really?
Yeah. So last year I did the Sierra Canyon's girls basketball championship game.
Sure.
They have a girl named Juju Watkins. She's fantastic, best baller in the country. And you had to sign off for a release to be involved to be there because I was doing the play-by-play. So they use that. And even when you go to a game for a high school game for Sierra Canyon with Bronny playing there,
right,
you see what's going on. So I think there's something going on in that world.
And I feel like that's going to be a little bit more about the James family.
Yeah.
If you're spending that much time.
But that's another thing where LeBron, he's putting out what he wants to be out about him.
Right. Okay. All right. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Carolyn in the OC, you're on with Beto and your boy, the Big CY.
I am so blessed to talk to you both because I love you both.
Thank you.
However, you guys are in the business. Do you not realize Laker season's closed? It's gone. No more NBA. Let's talk the important stuff. NFL.
Thanks for the phone call.
MLB playoff.
I appreciate it. The movie came out today. What do you want me to say?
I mean, it's preseason.
We got 3 hours to fill. This ain't no. The NFL is not yet present in my life. I get it.
She sounds like Cap. Let's talk about offseason long snapper moves.
God bless Travis. God bless Emily. God bless everybody on the Rams broadcast. But on a Monday, mid-August, when the Lakers are out here dropping movies, as opposed to telling me about how they're going to fill out their roster and actually compete, we're going to discuss that, Beto.
All right. It's on Hulu?
I don't know the answer to that. 877
710-3776.
877-710-ESPN. Jason and Downey, what up, player?
Yo, I just got to say, it's a pretty dope fact that we got ourselves a black man and a Latino on the airwaves today. So shout out to you guys and ESPN.
Radio clap for that. And shout out to Good Karma Brands as well.
Appreciate y'all. But listen, guys, I have myself a Kobe Bryant tribute tattoo. I love the Lakers more than I love anything of all my teams. And there is no way I am fatigued. For one thing is because winning time was cool, but I wasn't born in that time. I was born in 85, so that wasn't my era. The fact that we're going to get stuff about my era and now, and that we're going to have the Bean even being interviewed, it's pretty cool. On top of that, we're going to get to hear about all that drama that went down. I'm with it. Take it to my veins. This is going to be like the Last Dance part two, especially for all of us Laker fans. Have a great day, boys.
Excellent phone call, sir. I appreciate that. You know, I hadn't thought about the Kobe factor.
That and the fact that you have younger fans.
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s, so I grew up with the Showtime and being around the Lakers when they won their 2009-2010 championships. You kind of get lost when you're too close to the subject. And look, there are a lot of Laker fans that will watch anything Laker related immediately, and they can't get enough of it. And I can see that point of where you're a younger fan and you want to see and you want to hear about that. Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
That was a good phone call. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Ron in Long Beach, what up? You're on with Beto and the Big CY.
What's up, y'all? This is Ronnie B from the LBC. Laker fan also, and I was surprised.
Turn your radio down,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's very loud in the background.
Come on, 562, do better.
Go on.
Okay, I was surprised how nobody really talked about how the Lakers scapegoated Coach Vogel when they made the choice for Westbrook. That he should have had another chance to coach the team without Westbrook.
I mean, your Vogel gang is that big?
Hey, see, this is what happens.
Huh?
You talk about the movie, and you open it up, and people, Laker fans, are just going to come in strong to do whatever. Because it's been a while since we take calls.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Ron. Appreciate that.
He was waiting for that.
I did not expect.
Of course you did.
Genie, but I guess that's true.
Anytime you say Lakers, they're not hearing the subject.
That's fair.
They're not hearing the question.
Really?
It's more of Lakers, think? Boom, let me jump in.
What do you think Vogel's doing right now?
Collecting money.
You think he's tuned in to sit down on Cap?
Yeah, and he said, hey, you know what, Ron in Long Beach, appreciate you, man.
I'll bet you somebody texted him like, yo, bro, people are talking about you on 710.
All right, so far right now, it's on Hulu, and there's two episodes that dropped. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Are we going to do some show homework tonight? Do you have time to do show homework?
I mean, I always got time. It's like, but same thing with like in high school. I have time to do the homework. Am I really going to do the homework?
But Clinton, Beto is going to be on with Mason and Island tomorrow.
So
remember,
what?
he's got to prove himself. Remember,
is that for sure though? Because you said we'll spin the
schedule,
wheel.
Just saying,
just blowing a bit wild.
No. Because Mason,
I thought he didn't know.
No, he didn't kind of confirm with me today when he walked out. He was like, "Oh, we're doing it." I'm like, "Hey, May, see you tomorrow."
Question marks, crickets. 877-710-ESPN. Ken in Thousand Oaks, what up? You're on with the Big CY and Beto.
Hey, yeah, I heard Beto saying that he heard about LeBron's people following him around the past 2 years and making a documentary. Yeah, I heard the same thing. I heard they're going to call it Losing Time, and it's going to be like the inverse of the Winning Time by Magic.
Really? Wow. You wasted your time on this
one. You know what? See you later, Ken.
That was,
I mean, really? The team won a championship. What are we doing here?
For what it's worth, he just wanted to pass that along, and I said, I'm not going to go on the air and say that. Go on the air and say that.
Oh, that could have been a tweet, man.
That was decently funny. That was decently
good job,
funny.
Though. Appreciate the call.
All right, so I might watch it. Might. We'll see.
Nah, you got to.
All right, coming up, going to talk about baseball. You know it's the thing I love the most. Things have changed a little bit for the Dodgers, but not that much. I'm Clinton Yates. He's Better Duran. This is 710 ESPN. Sedano and Cap, ESPN 710, Yates and Duran. The community's got a lot to say per usual. People are putting up tweets of me, ISO Yates in the house. Yeah. Kobe's throwing up shots from deep. Hey, CY, this is from Eric M. Herrera. Hey, CY, Latinos have family reunions, too. We call them quintanetas, weddings, and baptisms. Facts. Anything with free grub. I was never saying nobody else had family reunions.
All in the backyard, too.
I was just pointing out what happened. What's up, CY? Duran Yates, excuse me, that was gross. And Unique Q, this is a good start. Hope you guys had a good weekend. We did.
Yeah, I crashed the wedding, man.
Yeah, tell me about this, okay? Speaking of Latino family reunions, what went on here?
I am the ultimate don't invite me, but I'm going to show up guy. I'm not going to show up for, I might show up for the mass if I know you. As my mom said, lo que importa, the important stuff. But the actual reception with the dried chicken, I'm not going to that stuff, right?
The dried chicken.
You know, the dried chicken, the bad salmon, I'm not going to that. But I will be awesome at the open bar afterwards, as long as it's open bar.
Sounds like a paid appearance.
Yeah, so I got actually the guy who we bamboozled Cap into giving us money that one day where I said, "Hey, Cap, my friends are at the bar." My boy Matt Salas, who I coached when he's a little kid, was at the bar that day, and then he's a big listener. He's not—I don't know if he's listening right now. Anyways, so he got married on Friday, so he had told me earlier in the week, "Come to the wedding after the reception, and you know how it is—you can hang out." So I'm at home. Still in my work clothes. I hadn't changed. I had a cocktail in me. And then I started getting text messages. Hey,
people hitting you up. Where you at, Blair?
You coming? You know what? Let's go. So I went and it was in Carson. I'm, you know, the unofficial mayor of Carson. And I took over.
That's a home game.
So I rode my bike and then I went down there. It wasn't too far from the house. And I was there. At first, I went in pregame at my buddy Joe Willis's house. And then I went over to the community center.
On the bike.
Yeah. Hey, I'm being responsible here.
Listen, man, you can get a DUI on a bike. Just
come
so
on.
You know. It happens.
It's right next to the sheriff's station, man. Ain't nothing happened. They're not paying attention to me here, right? It's always when you're underneath your nose, they're not paying attention.
That's true.
Anyway, so I get there. I walk in. Everybody's, hey, Beto. I start getting people. Dude, one guy, the bartender.
Uh-oh.
Love Boat. And you know how much I hate that?
Oh, no. Love Boat.
Yeah, and I'm like.
The bartender?
The bartender.
Cap wasn't even present.
No, Love Boat.
The power of the Cap
community. And I hate
community.
That Love Boat thing, right?
Why do you hate the Love Boat
thing? Because it's just so cheesy.
It's not for you.
It's not for me. But I'm like, all right, cool. And he's like, these are all me. Hey, no problem. The J-Mo on you. No problem, bro. Left him a tip. Went back. I ended up dancing with Carmen Salas, my buddy Matt's mom. We're on the dance floor. Have a good time. I left after two cocktails, went back home, passed out. But it was a good time, good wedding. It was fun. I was the wedding crasher.
Okay, that's always fun.
Yeah,
I mean, you were
man.
This reception crasher.
Yeah, if the show would have ended early, I probably would have gone to the actual wedding.
That's the reality. All right, listen, here's what's important right now on the baseball field. Headline, Los Angeles Dodgers starter Walker Buehler will have season-ending elbow surgery next week. You offered up an when I asked you what your one-word reacts was to it. It affects technically the starting pitching staff going through the season, but it's not like Walker Buehler has been around for that long. Do you actually think this changes the expectations for the Dodgers, Beto?
No, they better win the World Series. Simple as that. You're 16, 17 games up in the NL West. You're supposed to be. I mean, not this good, but damn, they're damn good.
They're one of the best teams I've seen in baseball in years.
They're so much fun to watch. When they're losing, now I kind of root for the Dodgers to be down in the first couple innings.
So
to see how they come back,
yep.
And they do it. And it's a fun broadcast. It's fun to listen to them because you know that this is a team that I don't sense a collapse like we did with other teams when they get there, right? This is a Dodger team that I love watching them, and I'll get after it, and I might even buy playoff tickets this year.
Oh.
Because it senses like there's something special in the air with this team. As far as Walker Buehler, this goes back to where I remember hearing something about Ozzie Guillen years ago when he was managing the White Sox. Don't ask me about somebody who's not on my 25-man roster.
Mm.
because I can't do nothing about that.
Right.
You know, Walker Buehler would be amazing to have, obviously, fantastic pitcher, but if he can't do anything for you right now, what can he do for you? So it'd be a great bonus. But Dustin May coming back, that's huge for them.
Love that. Coming back off of Tommy John, he's slated to start Saturday?
Yep.
Yep.
He's in Milwaukee with them. He got hurt May 1st. And Dustin May is a pitcher that he's ready to go now because of what he's been doing, right? And Walker Buehler, if he would have came back, what kind of shape was he going to be? Was he going to be a guy giving you 5-6 innings? Probably not. He still had to get there and ramp up for you. And then you look at this squad, and I mentioned it last week when we had Blake Harris on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Balake. Shout out to Balake.
Dude, Julio Urias.
Monster.
And nobody talks about him.
I mean, okay. Nobody talks about him. What are you talking about? You go to a Dodgers game, every single person there has a Julio Urias.
But it's all or like, what if he's doing those on a different team?
You mean on a national level?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the Dodgers are so damn good.
He's kind of looked at as the third guy
yeah.
who just happens to be there.
But he's your ace right now. Yeah. And Gonsolin, with the record that he has, the numbers that he puts up, going after it, you're like, damn, Julio just does his thing, gets in there, attacks, gives you seven strong, gets the W.
Gets seven strong. Often gets through the lineup three times. That happens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not a thing that happens a lot as a starter anymore. I will say this. The Clayton Kershaw question is an interesting one to mm-hmm. me. Because even if he does get back, what do we think playoff form is going to be? Do you look at him as a – I don't think you look at him as a game one starter in any scenario.
No.
I don't even know that you look at him as starting on the road in any scenario, if I'm being honest.
He might be a game four guy.
Maybe a game four guy, but I do think that's a legitimate question mark. Does it change the expectations overall? Absolutely not.
No.
The rotation is too deep for that. But the Kershaw, I don't think we can just plug in Kershaw and say, oh, well, yeah, you got Kersh in the same position. I don't think it's
– No, it's not. This is going to be a situation where, you know, the Dodgers are good for this, where they have that bullpen game in the playoffs.
Mm.
But Kershaw goes – gets you one time through the lineup.
Right.
Three, and then who's coming out from them? What are they going to do for them? But what a hell of a luxury to have.
Bro, I mean, listen. I said this the other day, which is that not only – I said it just now. Not only are they one of the best teams – they're not just one of the best teams in the bigs right now. They're one of the best teams I've seen in a long time. And the reason is because they're not just hitting bombs. You know what I'm saying? They're getting guys on. They're getting guys over. And they're getting guys in. They're one of the best base running teams in baseball. I love the way they play, not just the fact that they win overall. It's amazing.
Yeah, this weekend in Kansas City mind you, it's 100 degrees in the humidity, taking a toll. It's the end of a road trip.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm finishing up in Kansas City. It's a tough place to play. You're listening. I was listening on the radio. And the Dodgers come up. They score. The first thing I think they had, a couple home runs. Kansas City, a place of all places, you hear the big ovations.
People are there to see the Dodgers.
Yeah. They even said it. In Kansas City, I think they had 29,000 on Saturday, the biggest attendance of the season for the Royals. Because the Dodgers come to town.
Oh, wow. So that's the level we're on these days. Okay, that makes sense.
It's a team that is just fun. There's a vibe at Dodger Stadium. I went once after you and I went.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the week game. I'm like, okay, it should be hard to find tickets, right? You know, secondary market, you can get some cheap tickets. Nah, non-bobblehead game. And it was still expensive to go.
That's an important distinction.
It is.
Yeah.
Because if it's a bobblehead game, you expect to spend
people
50.
Are going to be there, yeah.
No, I'm like, wait a minute. And, you know, my thing, buy the cheap ones and then work around. Couldn't even find the cheap ones. People want to see this team. And it's fun at Dodger Stadium.
What a season. All-star game. The legend Vin passes on, creating an era of sort of importance for a lot of what the franchise is about and a lot of what the fan base is about. This is going to be a special offseason. I mean, special postseason. And, I'm looking forward to it. I don't even know how else to explain it. I think Doc has handled this team extremely well, considering all the changes that have been made recently. I mean, look, I understand that adding talent is something that makes it easier to do your job, but that doesn't necessarily make it easier to manage everybody in the clubhouse.
No.
You know, I mean, when different people are coming in and out. And that Freddie Freeman situation, again, could have blown up the season when his own teammate was out here talking about what is wrong with you, zip it up. Didn't happen.
And it kind of gives you that adage of, well, we could say what we want to say right now. It's, okay, yeah, you won the World Series last year. Boo-hoo. They didn't want you. You're here now. Suck it up. Let's go. Other teams, that kind of creates a riff.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm at the time, I remember thinking I don't know about this. Your team is pretty good. But overall, let me ask you, these next couple weeks, we looked earlier in the season at the Yankees, who jumped out to the craziest start in the world, and everyone was like, oh, they're in cruise control for the next. Well, that's changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you think cruise control is going to look for this Dodgers team in the next few weeks?
That's a good question.
I mean, this is the kind of conversation
we've had in my group chat, right?
Right.
And these guys, they go back and forth. They're very blunt about a lot of things. And you have it's funny, our group chat, we have the hardcore, the Dodgers could do no wrong guys. And then we have the same hardcore Dodger fans who – the team's never going to do anything right, guys.
Okay,
I'm waiting for it to fall apart. This feels different because it doesn't seem like it's a Dodger team that's going to take the foot off the pedal because they've fallen short so many years.
Yeah.
They've fallen short to the Nationals, right?
Yeah, that happened.
They've fallen short to the Braves where, okay, this is a team where, okay, we're great in the regular season, but if you want to be a team that goes down in history, it has to be about dynasties.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about, oh, we got to the playoffs, we were great. If you don't win the World Series, it doesn't matter in this city. Because this is a Dodger team and a Dodger organization. You've spent the money. You've given up the prospect. You've given them everything you need. And if you don't produce, it's a failure.
Will Aaron San Pedro, what's up, man? You're on ESPN 710.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just want to jump in. Beto kind of said something that was really, 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 really kind of struck a tone with me. Definitely some excitement and everything at a Dodger game, but I just took my kids to an Angel game just to go see Ohtani, and we're diehard Dodger fans. Man, it's like a library. It's like there's no energy.
Yep.
There's no excitement at Angel Stadium. I just wanted to kind of chime in on that and say for sure there's nothing but excitement at Dodger Stadium, but conversely, on the other side of SoCal, you go to Orange County. It's a library in that stadium.
Well, they're not
Thanks
winning.
The phone
hey,
call,
also,
though.
He probably spent $8 for tickets.
Well, that's, you know, bargain.
No, it's I haven't gone to a Angel game this year. Mm-hmm. I got to go to keep my streak going. I've gone every year since I was in high school.
Okay.
And last year I only went once, and it was just to see Ohtani pitch. And I'm going to do the same exact thing.
Up. Yeah.
It's sad.
Let me know when you do that. That might be my annual trip.
Okay, let's go.
All right,
we'll go road trip.
Right. I'm down.
Yeah, and it just – Damn, they have Ohtani, they have Trout, and it just sucks. Because if the fans deserve better.
Yeah, that's very true. Coming up, your boy is off the apps. Some things have happened over the
weekend.
We're
talking about this?
We'll talk a little bit about it. It's Dono and Cap, Jason Duran, ESPN 7.